You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time of the Yetziat Mitzrayim, so unfortunately, I'm sad they were privileged that the minority will come out. So Tzadok says informing us it was only Hamushim. Hamushim means 20% they came out. 80%, it's not that we left behind, we lost them. 80% we lost. So what does that teach us? Why we have to know that only 20% came out? No, let's say, at this time, would you clap for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You say, Baruch. Yeah?
Yes.
Why would you clap?
Didn't come out. How do you clap for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's their fault. It's not Hashem's fault.
No, but the problem here is, let's say, as a coach, as a trainer, you spend, you know, hours, weeks, you know, to train athletic. So now he goes on the field and then he loses. So how's the coach feel? How does he feel? Terrible. Yeah. So Rosh Hashanah, like after going through that, he works very hard, very hard. You know, 1 year, all this miracle that he brought about, he only was able to attract 20%. Is that true?
Yeah.
So you would clap for him, Rosh Hashanah?
Right,
you said Chazak Baruch?
This is sad, but still 20%, yes, of course.
So what does that teach us? Let's say you go to the classroom, and then, you know, you work so hard, you know, stay up all night, you prepare. And then the exam that you give, only 2% of the classroom, you know, they're able to pass. How do you feel?
The teacher is not good.
All night you stayed up. No. Prepared, you know, worked so hard. Very disappointing, no?
Maybe the teacher didn't work well. Because if you teach to everybody the same and only 20% they pass, so it means that they didn't get the teacher correctly.
So let's say a doctor.
If somebody doesn't listen to myself, the one that listened, he took him out. Right?
A doctor.
So ask for Shalom, a doctor. 20% of
the
patient
cured.
No, he has to go.
Let's a doctor write a prescription, and then the patient calls after he says, "Doctor, it's not working. How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel?"
Not a good doctor.
I went to medical school for 20 years. You know, and your case at work, you know, hours, I looked it up, and then I spoke to this expert, that, you know, specialist, you know, how do you feel? Huh? How do you feel? Terrible. So now here, Donald Trump is informing us 20% came out. What does that mean? Why do you have to tell me that that's, with all respect, you know, it's not a good profile for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Huh? No? No, you don't look at it that way.
I look at only the positive
side. It is positive side. It's not positive.
Maybe
I know, but to look at positive, you cannot ignore the facts. Fine, look at the positive. Good. But the fact of the matter is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was not able to convince everybody to come out. That's the fact.
Maybe Hashem didn't present.
Why not?
It's not Hashem fault that cannot convince. They don't want to be convinced.
Understand, but the 20% were convinced.
Yes.
So why?
Why? Because
they were attracted. They convinced, this is it. The 80% didn't. So that means maybe Hashem could do a little bit more. How do you know? Huh?
Maybe Moshe was not very successful.
Moshe didn't add or didn't subtract anything that Hashem told them. He didn't approach Paro through his logic or whatever that he thought is right thing to do. He never thought about it like this.
How could the Mesri come out with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people didn't want to come out? What
do
you say? So who's
fault? No, Erev Rav, the reason that Zohar HaKadosh explained to us, they had some type of connection with Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. There were a negative side of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. And he brought them out, not that they, because they believed or whatever that happened. They just came out. So later on, the people would not say, oh, there was a, what's the word?
Gazanot?
No. That Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom like ignored them and didn't want to. Yeah, exactly. So he brought them out. That had nothing to do with them. So now, here, one of the lessons that we learn, and it is the Rebbe and the doctor, of course, they work hard, you know, try to have some impact on their students and their patient. But that's how it came out. So now, here, Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us. I'm the creator of the world. I'm Hashem. I work hard too. But the only thing that I could do was 20%. So now you, that you're not Hashem, and you cannot do as well as me. So now if something that doesn't go right, so that means?
Your fault.
I thought you said we're going to look at the positive. What happened to the positive? That means? What does it mean? Yeah, you're not better than me. I'm Hashem. So I only could be bring out 20%. So now, if you were not able to do as great as you expected, don't lose hope. See what a beautiful lesson it is? Huh? You walk in to the classroom, you know, it's hard, it's tough, you know, to deal with these kids. I'm proud to say today, you know, it was one time, 50 students, they didn't know one rabbi, one teacher. Today, every student is 50 rabbi, at least, to be able to handle them. So here is an unbelievable lesson. It says here, Hashem wrote, Hamushim, 20% I could take out. 80%, they don't want to follow me. What can I do? I did my best. Damn, Safadi, I killed him out of there. Yeah. You should come out of it, you know, close eye. No, it doesn't happen. And that's it. You tell, and you say, you explain this. You say, wow, you know, now it's going to be an ananim and the clouds. He goes outside. So what did Rabbi say? He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. But that's how it is. That's how it is. And that's what exactly Yehudi should know. Another beautiful lesson here is, just imagine the 20% just about to come out. And they notice family, friends, they're gone. 80%. You know what that is? 15 million people. How many came out? 20%. How many we left off? How many? 12 million people. So now, what your state of mind at this moment will be? How do you feel? Now, right now, 12 million Yehudi, and not only that, they had to bury him. You had to bury these people. So now, what do you think now?
Chabad.
Sorry? Chabad. I know, but where are you at? What state you're at? What do you want to do?
They couldn't come out.
This cannot. Why they cannot come out? Why?
They could not come out because seeing what happening, the negative.
I know. What happens to somebody that notices such a thing? 12 million people that is just vanished, and he had to be involved to bury him.
Very sad. This is very sad.
So now, can they come out? Can you come out?
The 80%.
No, the 20. The 80 is gone. The 20.
Yeah, it's hard.
Impossible?
No, it's not impossible, but it's hard.
It's hard?
Very hard.
I mean, you just leave, and then... I mean, really, do you trust Hashem on that moment that you see 80% are gone? You trust Hashem? Not really. Would you trust Hashem on that moment?
No. It weakens.
No.
No, the trust in Hashem gets weak.
You would?
I would say, thank God I'm alive.
I know, but if Hashem is about to bring us out, and he brought so many miracles, so why we have to lose 12 million people? Why? Understand? Here in the Torah, it says, V'seda la'asudayim. It said they didn't have lunch bag. Nothing. They didn't, no, nothing. How could it be? So here the Nabi Yirmiyah, Nabi says, Zachati la chesed ne'urayich, lechtech bamidbar lo zeru'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I always remember this, always. Zachati lecha chesed ne'urayich. What chesed? Lechtech bamidbar lo zeru'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, I never forget. And in such a circumstances, you left without even thinking twice. What motel are you going to take you? 1 star, 2 star, 3 star. What are we going to have? What are we going to eat? And that moment, shattering. And you see, the whole nation almost is gone. But they had such a emunat Ribono Shel Olam that they followed him. Ribono Shel Olam says, I always and always, Zacharti Lach Chesed Na'urayich. I remember that what a faith you have, what a emunah you have. And that's what exactly the Master Shere is. Sometimes we run into exactly same circumstances. See, wow, everything is gone. I don't have anything to hold on. And that's the time that you have to show, I'm not going to be worried about anything. Because at the time that you see there's nothing to hold on and you go on, Moshe Olam never forgets. You understand? But if there's something to hold on, yeah, okay, I have something to hold. But here they have nothing to hold on. You know what a shattering moment it is? But they came out.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.